Kasturi is black and it is so kasturi that in winter season if a little any fat if we put wood on our body, no use of shawl, no use of any warm sweater or anything. Very कपड़े जो खूब अत्यंत पतले हों, जिससे कि अंग भी सब दिखाई पड़ते हों. Understand?
If body is very thin, then anybody can see his body from outside.
But it is covered, but not covered. They get everything. They come, Srimati Radhika, and rainy, the
bread.
Bread.
Bread is the hair. Yeah. Made into a bread.
And it was like a rainy mane kal sarpani. They are ready to bite Krishna. Seeing that hair choti, Krishna will be certainly under the frame of Krishna Radhika. They made so beautiful to Radhika. And then they were ready to go to Yashoda Bhavan Nandalaya. Krishna was waiting. Where?
In Nandagaon.
In the middle of Nandagaon and Jabar. There is Nandbad, there is Kadambathir, the Bhajanasthali of Rupa Goswami. That is why Rupa Goswami has made his Bhajanasthali in the midst of
Jawad.
Krishna was waiting. So many cows are there, milking. She is coming with all these sakhis. Tulsi Manjari, Roop Manjari, Lalita, Vishakha, Arpan. Lalita advised her not to go by this special path nearer which Krishna is doing all these things with all cowherds, Baldev and all Arshad. She told that you should go by any other way, so that you should be very far away from him, so that I don't fear from Krishna. Who is Krishna? I don't fear at all. Lalita became silent. They began to go. When they come nearer, Krishna took the any calf's tail like this, and she at once, kya hua?
Running to Krishna, running to
Radharani, jumped, and he jumped and ran away where Radhika and Lalita Sakhi all were going. And Krishna also ran after them and came to Srimati Radhika and at once give dhakka, you know, with his flute or with the hand to Radhika. And all Sakhi were feared and they are going here and there. And Krishna ran away. Lalita told, I warned you not to come by this. He is very naughty boy. Again, Krishna ran and came And Srimati Radhika was now going on. But he wanted to see Krishna. But outwardly, he was in a so mood, he made his mood so that all should know that I don't want to see Krishna. But she wanted to see Krishna. So anyhow she untied his garland. Garland made of moti, moti mala, pearls. And pearls were here and there, yes, scattered. Radhika sat down and seeing towards Krishna, and she began to doing so, kintu seeing here or in a mood that I am seeing here but not seeing here, there. So in the midst, daily another changing new place, Krishna place there, and Srimati Radhika. Then she comes to Nanda Bhavan and prepares so many kinds of preparations. Modak, Manohar Laddu, Amrit Keli, Rasa Keli, so many things she makes. But in the meantime, the position of that cooking room is so that in one side there is a garden and other side is Krishna rooms. So there is a peeping window or any ventilator. The Radhika friends being in Javat, in Birah, always body is burning. And here in Yashoda Bhavan, there are so many chulha, fires, fireplace,
stove. Yeah, stove with fire.
First, many chulha.
Stove.
So many, not one thousand of stove. And Srimati Radhika is directly cooking and nearer to fire. But it is so cool here within fire, and there is no fire but yet burning in fire. She is in very good mood and preparation of everything. Then Krishna comes, takes bath. Some Sakhi Yashoda orders to make bath of Krishna, and Sakhi are doing parihas, doing chimti to Krishna, and Krishna, oh mother comes. Mother comes of heart began. Then Krishna laughs, Malini gopis began to laugh, and these all things are there. After that Krishna take and breakfast, and now he goes to cow herding with boys. This is Pratar Leela. This comes under Pratar Leela. Gyan Gudari. You know?
I know where it is.
Gyan Gudari means where Uddhav takes something, very valuable things, to Vrindavan, to gopis, to present them. And they turn like this and this. Gudari means to hold, torn, everything. So, and the throw in Jamuna water, that is Gyan Gudari. then Brahma Kunda, Brahma Radha, and Govinda Mandir. All important things. This was our last darshan and parikrama. One, on what subject you want to hear?
Vilap ko samanjage.
Akhanda Shubhansu. Vatte Tilak Mihalate Devi Modad Vidhasya. Masin Ghushan. Chacham Arpaita Chagatre. Stanajugamapi Gandhai. Chittitam tankin karishye. This is only general thing. No so much commentary there. Only his friend Srimati Radhika. Devi and He Radhike. The meaning is there.
Devi or Queen.
You can read?
The translation?
Huh?
O Queen?
No commentary there.
No commentary.
You should read. You should read.
O Queen, when will I happily place on your forehead beautiful musk tilak, as splendid as the full moon? On your limbs, glistening kumkuma, and on your breasts, wonderful pictures in fragrant colors.
So only this general prayer to do like this, as a sakhi, because at first, તમારે કુછ કાજ હોય છે મહારાજ એસે છે આસન નહીં તો યદિ આસન કાલે કાલકે એક બાર સવાર કાલ બલે બોલે દીએ આપ દુજન દુ મઠેર બોલે હોય છે હિયર ઇન કમેન્ટ્રી વેરી લિટલ કમેન્ટ્રી No commentary. He is telling that she is Swapaksha, Srimati Radhika, and Krishna Sneha, Radha Sneha Dhikya. Understanding? He has love, affection more than Krishna towards Radhika. Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi both. She is Pran Sakhi. Tulsi Manjari or Rati Manjari. She is doing prayer that O Devi, whether I have any Sobhagya, fortune, that I will put Kasturi Tilak on your head. In the midst, there will be Sindur Rekha. And Kasturi Tilak is there. He is telling that Raghunath Das Goswami always living with Srimati Radhika. Always. He don't want the Sangha of Vipaksha. Vipaksha.
Against party.
He is telling that when he lives in his senses, once he has, he was at first at Puri, Jagannath Puri, with Sarup Damodar, no? With Sarup Damodar and with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always serving and hearing all these things. By hearing, a person has greed. When greed grows away, then it comes abhiman. Abhiman, you know? Not proud. That I am so, I am who? I am a Radha Dasi. By the association of that kind of bhakti, by hearing, by remembering, and it becomes so deep and like a sthai bhav, and it never be changed in any way. By the grace of Guru or Rasik Vaishnava Sangha. After that, he follows, she follows internally and outwardly. When once Raghunath Das Goswami, in his senses, he lost Sarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu, then he used to unke upar nirbhar karna chahte the Sarup Damodar ke upar. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Aprakat Leela, he rested on only Sarup Damodar, always weeping and weeping for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but yet he was with Sarup Damodar. And he used to give some consolation to him. Then he also went in Aprakat Leela. He became quite helpless. Then he wanted to
end his life.
End his life in Samudra or anywhere. But Gadadhar Pandit was there. He used to come and associate with Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit was so much in distress for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and always weeping and always crying. As a Radha Bhav for Krishna, always, that after some time he also went in Aprakat Leela. No one was there to consolate Raghunath Das Goswami. At last he decided to come in Vrindavan and give up his life from Govardhan or in Jamuna River. He came at first to Mathura, and from Mathura he went to Rup Sanatana and began to cry and weep. They both tried to console him. As their younger brother, Sanatana Goswami, after some time, Sanatana Goswami also disappeared. Anything we are diving in ocean, and we catch hold of anything to save our life, this also dives. That is appropriate word?
Sink, sink.
Huh?
Sink. Going down in the water.
Going down.
Sink.
Everything. So, only one Rupa Goswami was there then. Rupa Goswami tried to consolate, and Sanatana Goswami also at first, they both told him to live in Govardhan and Radha Kund. He used to live in Radha Kund. But always weeping and always remembering the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Gambhira Leela, pastimes of Gambhira, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radhika, for Krishna, repenting always and always. By doing so, what?
Rubbing nose on walls.
Rubbing
face.
Nose face. In walls, always
bleeding,
and something within her way, he was and all the ashtashaktik bhav in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anubhav, sanchari, vibhav, always. He was remembering all these things. Now, one day, a Brajavasi used to come to Raghunath Das Goswami. When he was at Puri, after passing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left to take Mahaprasadam. Only water and only something. When Sarup Damodar became apricot, he lifts everything. Now he was about to die. At that time he went to Vrindavan. And here Sanatana Goswami also passed. Ye kaun hai sab? So, now he was, only Rupa Goswami was there. Now he also left everything about. But he should have his pran, mani jivan. Understand? His life. So he, at the request of Rupa Goswami, he used to take only very small
buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Matha.
Butter.
What do you say? Matha ka ki bole? Curd, when?
Yeah.
Water is given?
Charge.
Charge. He used to give. Only very little. And that pot of lips was brought from Puchari, Kadamba Khandi. Still the lips of the Kadamba tree, some, not all, becomes like this, as a dona. Dona, you know?
Cup.
Lips cup. Lips cup. So you used to get, that's only this. Whole day, night, nothing. Always weeping, remembering and chanting, always. One day, that Brajavasi came and thought that he is taking nothing, only this charge. He went to Sakhi Sthali. Sakhi Sthali is near Govardhan, only a 2 furlong away from Govardhan, and in the east and east side of Govardhan. only two forlorn of it. Sakhistali means the place of Chandravali. No? So he brought a kadamba tree's leaf in big size, and he gave that charge and full. And he brought, because he has so much respect for Das Goswami, and gave that. He told that, I used to take in a very little leaf donor. Today I am seeing this is very big one. So from where you have collected this donor? He told that, I have collected this from Sakhisthali. Then he became so furious. He was not outwardly furious, but she takes Krishna, she tries always Chandravali, and Chandravali helpers, Sakhi, Padma, and all others. They always try to snatch Krishna from Radhika and to be with Chandravali Krishna. They always try. So, anything of Sakhisthali, any Sakhi of that Sakhisthali is not liked by Raghunath Das Goswami. So he at once becomes, you have gathered it from Sangra kiya hai, from Sakhisthali, and he took a danda, danda ministry, and ran after him. He could not understand the inner motive of Raghunath Das Goswami. What is this? This is called Anubhav. Sthai bhav is Suhi Dharati there. Suhi Dharati, you know? Who is Suhi Dharati?
Gopi Manjari.
Manjari. This is called Suhid Sthai Bhav, Rati. Gopis has Madhurya Rati, Sthai Bhav. But they are, so in Madhur Ras, Sthai Bhav is here, Suhid Rati. In Suhid Rati, the Anubhav, that is Sanchari, is this. Anything which is the against of Srimati Radhika, against of myself also. So she became furious.
My
dear sister, what is it? This is the sign that anything which is so much favorable for our Ishtadev is also favorable for me. No? So Radhika, a Sakhi, thinks always what is favorable for Srimati Radhika. Nothing else is seen. Only this point is there in Suhi Dharati. Even not for Krishna. It may be favorable when Srimati Radhika wants it. If Radhika wants not to meet Krishna, they will try that Krishna should not meet to Radhika. But they know that Krishna, Srimati Radhika always wants to meet Krishna, whether she is expressing it by words, but yet she wants. So sometimes, if Radhika is doing nishedha, nishedha means what?
She prohibits.
But yet, they took Radhika to Krishna or Krishna to Srimati Radhika. Only to, they are saying, and one thing is there, that anyhow Radhika should be pleased. This is called Suhidrati Sthayi Bhav. In Suhidrati, Srimati Radhika only wants the seva of this kind of sakhi, not to others. All sakhis are there, but they will call, O Tulsi Manjari, O Rati Manjari, O Rup Manjari, O Bilas Manjari, you should come and do. They will order. So when Radhika will order us, that we have, Srimati Radhika has taken snan, bath, no? Kundalata has come from Nandgaon. Yashoda has sent message with Kundalata to Jatila, not to Radhika, that you should send your daughter-in-law so that my son can take anything, because he is growing thinner and thinner. No? So you should send. Not only verbally. She has given so much alankar, ornament, golden and all kinds of, so that you should give to Jatila. Jatila is some swarthi, selfish and greedy. He will not send if I will not give her. So he is giving all these things. Jatila is not easy person.
Not so simple.
So she was telling to Kundalata, I am not servant of Yashoda. I will not send my bow. Tell Yashoda that he should send his daughter-in-law. I will not send. Yashoda has
no daughter-in-law,
but yet she is so angry that she is telling. Here and there and all place, I will send my new son, daughter-in-law. I will not send. Then, once Yogamaya Purnima came and told Jatila, she did nalish to Yogamaya. She, complaint. She complained to Yogamaya that Yashoda thinks himself to be twin of Vrindavan. I am not less than Yashoda. Why should I send my daughter-in-law to Yashoda as a servant to cook? I cannot send. Then she told that you ought to send me. Because if you will not send, I know I am Trikalagya. Trikalagya, you know? Trikalagya?
Most past, present and future.
Future. I am seeing if you are not obeying order of Yashoda, your son will die at once.
And all cows will die.
You know that your husband is not here. He has died or anything. So you will be without son and all cows will die. So if you want your good, then send at once to Nandagaon with to Yashoda Devi to cope Krishna. And it will be so very good for you and your son and for your cause. Then she feared and at once told Kundalata that, O Kundalata, you are my daughter. Not daughter, but very near and dear. There are so much relations with Vishakhar, mother, and Jatila, and the wife of Upananda. Upananda's son is son, daughter-in-law is Kundalata. Subalana, kya naam? Subalana. Ki naam reho? Upananda putre Bhadra. Subhadra. Subhadra is the son of Upananda. And husband, his wife is Kundalata. Subhadri is something elder than Krishna. So he becomes what? Bhabhi, you know? Bhabhi kisko kaate hain? Elder brother's wife. No? So Krishna, Bhabhi is Kundalata. But he is so much favorable to Krishna. So much. She always helps Krishna. And she is Krishna Pakhiya. She loves more than Srimati's to Krishna. Here, Kundalata is also in relation to Jatila and Srimati. So she tells that I am giving to you my this new daughter-in-law to you. And he should take her to Nandagaon and try to save from Krishna serpent. He is serpent. In Nandagaon there is a very black serpent. And if she that bites, anyone cannot live. So always try to protect my Desi. So before going to Nandagaon, they are decorating Srimati Radhika. At first they had given bath to Srimati Radhika, and now she is praying Srimati Radhika, give the opportunity so that I can give Kasturi Mriga and with Chandan and all things, and I will do Tilak. Subhranshu. Purna Chandra means full moon. What is the meaning of full moon? You?
Full moon.
Half moon.
Purnima. Full moon. Complete.
Complete.
Full moon is complete circle.
And half is that. Not half, in full. So that it can attract Krishna so much. Not only round. In a Chandra, there is a chap of Mriga.
Spot of deer.
Spot. they like it is round, but there are so much art in that. Madhya red, then another and another color. What color?
Blue or green.
Cream. And then yellow, and then sunahari.
Golden.
And like this. So in the middle there is a very good chamakdar koi bindi. Bindi, you know? Bindi?
Bindi.
Bindi? So Purna Chandra, Krishna likes from boyhood moon, full moon. Moon is there, very attractive. Tilaka Rachana. That if Vishakha and Lalita gave him mirror to Srimati Radhika, Radhika smiles. Why smiles? And Lalita Vishakha also smiles. That this is a thing by which Krishna dear can be caught. If Krishna will see, he will surely and certainly will come in the trap and he will be caught. So beautiful. And in his body, kumkum, they gave kumkum to Krishna, to Srimati Radhika. They gave kasturi
mask
there.